Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Indeed we are. The heat has cooled here in the Odyssey studio. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby, a little Daily Gambit coming your way. Nice catching up with AJ Cassaville on some Padre talk. Scraby, how you feeling, man?
Feeling a lot better, thank you.
Good.
The spice is
you had
gone.
You had to work through it a little bit.
It's yeah, a good thing because you're the, out of
the
milk.
Hoodie, the hoodie's off.
The hoodie's off.
That's that allows you to cool off.
Still sweating there, so hoodie's off. I do have a slight headache now.
Oh, did you feel dehydrated? Didn't get enough water in before that heat hit you?
Yeah.
And then you sweated all that water you had.
I'm a little scared for later what happens, but we'll be fine.
Well, all right.
Tony's like, I'm not going down that road.
So you're worried about the other end as well.
Yeah, yes.
You should be. You should be, my friend.
I wouldn't need any. Yeah, I don't know how to say this. I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
Probably better.
Keep it
that.
Clean.
It's probably better
here.
That way.
Yeah, probably
better that way.
All right, well, let's get into some Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
You know, before we get into it, I wanted to say something earlier, but I just wanted to reach out and say to Maria, who is a big-time listener of the show and of the station, her father is not doing well and is in the hospital, so let's all have good thoughts for Maria's father. Say that before we move on.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yes. We are.
All of our listeners are part of the family.
Yes.
So
chat fam. Got her back. So there we go. Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Chris had, or we had, some bets from last night, and the bets went like this. Duke, -1.5. Now, Louisville had a lead, a big enough lead.
About 12 or 13 in the first half.
Yeah, so we all chose Duke. We were sweating it.
Well, we didn't choose Duke because of that. We chose Duke
yes,
before that.
We didn't look at the scoreboard.
No, we chose Duke because of the -1.5 spread.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, there you go.
Well, they ended up winning 84-73, so it doesn't matter. They covered just fine. Michigan, you guys mentioned it. They were 23.5-point favorites over Penn State. Michigan ended up winning by 2, 74-72. All of us said Michigan, so we do not win the bet.
That was like
Michigan
the first
won.
Time in something like 10 games that they hadn't won by 20.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, that was a surprising
nice
score,
them.
Even
yeah.
though they won.
Yes,
for sure.
Houston.
You okay, Script?
Yeah, still... well, Nate goes, except those stupid Pats fans, right, Scraby Show? Because Nate's a Pats. I've apologized to you, Nate.
You've been hating on the Pats fans.
No, you know what, Nate? He was ripping on them during the break.
100%.
During the break, 100%. He took a couple of shots at the Patriots.
There happens to be the game that the Patriots lost. They're
showing an
earlier.
Old replay, and he's like, this is the Patriots. And I'm like, do they have to win the Super Bowl for you to give them any credit? And you thought about you didn't really have an answer.
He didn't actually give you an answer.
Well, what I said was, I don't, like, if the 49ers go one and done, even though they're probably going to do that, it's a failure of a season. Like, these teams are, like, for the Patriots, I don't think it's as much of a failure because no one expected it.
They won four games last year. They won 14 this year. There's no way that can be a failure.
I think it helps to have a potentially generational quarterback as well.
Well, he's on the team. It's like the people who used to tell me when I said, why, the Bulls are looking good, and they'd go, they'd be nothing without Michael Jordan.
Well, it's true.
Yeah, but he's on the team. So, you know.
It'd be nothing without Michael Jordan.
It doesn't count. He's there.
It's like when Padres fans say, well, they wouldn't have won that game if that error didn't happen.
That's what any baseball fan says, that kind of thing.
It did happen, though. They did win the game.
That's right.
Anyway, Houston, I forget who they were playing, but they were minus seven.
Texas Tech.
And we all chose Houston. Houston won by four.
I took Texas Tech, and Houston was up by seven with no time on the clock. Texas Tech kid launches a half-court shot and makes it. So they beat the spread, Texas Tech did. Imagine if you had all your money riding on that.
You'd be sending DMs like a jack, you know what.
Yep. Well, some people won
Tony
on
really
some,
that who,
if you bet Texas Tech, you won on that shot. And of course, Houston you might have lost on it. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. You don't send the same energy when a team wins ones for you. You're not sending them like, "Hey man, what a great game. You won me such and such."
You're right.
No. It's only when you lose money.
Yeah. That was weird.
Nevada minus 1.5 against the Aztecs last night. We chose Aztecs. Aztecs win 73-68, so we're right there. Now, this is, again, a crazy number. Over under a total score of 141.5. 73-68 is 141. We all said over. We were all incorrect.
Yeah, we would have been correct.
Yep.
But B.J. Davis could knock a free throw down.
0.9 seconds left. He missed a free throw. That free throw determined the over under. I'm sure he didn't know that, and I'm glad he didn't know that.
Yeah.
I hope he didn't know that.
Yeah. Let's
he didn't know.
Let's just say he didn't know.
Wemby, over under 20.5 points in his game last night. Chris and Tony went over. I went under. He had 30, so he was over. Did you guys see the video of him kicking basketballs out of the net? This is how tall this dude is. He was able to kick a basketball that was stuck in the net. And he just goes and...
Instead of punching it out with his hand, he kicked it.
He kicked it.
Here we are.
He's so tall, he kicked it.
Here we are. Most of us got to, like, run up and jump to hit the net.
Yeah,
now.
I'm running full court.
Wait a minute. Most of you have to run up to jump the net. I don't even do that anymore.
My man is just kicking the ball for fun at this point.
There was, like, three or four basketballs that were stuck in the hoop or whatever, and so he kicked it. And everybody was like, did that dude just kick basketballs at 10-foot height? Jeez. Last one, Luca. Who had more points, Luka minus 11 or Zion Williamson? Chris went Luka. Tony and I went Zion. Zion failed me. Luka had 30, but minus that 11.
You deserve
19.
To lose
Zion has 15.
For betting on a player you hate.
Yeah, for real.
Well, the only reason
Good
I did is because Luka was minus 11.
Well, you lost.
Good.
Tonight, Knicks.
It is karma.
Tonight, I don't even care that I lost. As long as you lost, because you talk crazy about it. Yeah.
Scraby still leads the week. He's 9-5. Chris 7-7. Tony 6-8. Here we go. Knicks 4.5 over the Clips in New York. Can the Knicks bounce back after a 30-point beatdown the other night? Start with you, Scraby.
I would think the Knicks at home can bounce
back. Knicks at home bounce back. Kawhi's playing. I always take the Clippers when he's in there. Plus 4.5. Tony? It's a tough one, I think. I don't know, maybe not.
Kawhi, you said Kawhi is in there?
He should be, yeah. He's listed on the
give me the Clips.
The sheet. OKC at home, 18.5 over Utah. Evidently, the oddsmakers aren't too concerned after they lost by 33 to Charlotte the other night. Do they bounce back tonight? I think you got to take Utah plus the 18.5. OKC's, they're not well right now.
They're not well
Tony,
right
what
now.
About you?
Yeah, I don't know. I know they're not well,
but
I
don't know.
Go back to
give
the
me OKC.
OKC, he says. Scrape.
They just lost by 30. I don't think that happens again probably the season. I'm going to go OKC.
OKC. Lakers-Spurs tonight. That's a good one, Tone. Good matchup. 234.5 points.
Yeah, this is back-to-back for us and the
Spurs. 234.5. So
they're a lot younger.
Go under on that with both teams back-to-back?
They're a lot younger.
Honest question, is LeBron playing? Because I know they asked him last night, and he said...
he said TBD.
TBD, and they said, why? And he said, I'm 41.
He's 100%. You know what? I'm okay with LeBron. So, you know what? He said, I've logged the most minutes in NBA history.
He definitely
I'm
has.
41 years of age. Back-to-backs for the rest of this year, he said, will be TBD.
I bet you he's played two extra seasons just in the playoffs.
Aren't there certain players in the league that have already been ruled out of back-to-backs the rest of the season?
I'm sure there is.
Yeah.
Over 234.
Over
and
under 234.5.
234. Whew, that's a lot of points.
Well, you can go
I
under.
I almost said 114, 110, but that's not correct.
No.
Don't do math. No. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
We're going under.
I like your thinking, but it's Scraby's turn. What do you want?
Oh, I thought you were waiting on me.
No, you
so
went.
Too.
No, now it's Scraby's turn.
It seems like the Lakers play in high-scoring games. I'm going to say over.
Over? I don't think they made 234.5 last night. I don't think they'll make it tonight. Under. All right, I'm putting LeBron, assuming he plays. He's -4 against Wembanyama. Points, rebounds, assists. Now, I think the reason he's favored is Wembanyama's coming off the bench right now. But he scored 30 off the bench last night, Scraby. Who do you like here?
Points, rebounds, and assists?
You got them all. LeBron -4.
Wemby is like a triple-double waiting to happen. I'm going to go with him.
Okay. I'm going to go Wemby just because it's back-to-back for LeBron. And he said he's going to, if he plays, he's going to be tired at least. Tony? Still want the king?
Give me the king.
The self-proclaimed king.
Over
Wemby.
Wemby?
And you're giving four.
Nah, give me Wemby.
Going Wemby. Jalen Brunson, 2 points over Kawhi Leonard tonight. I always go with Kawhi, but Brunson's due to have a big one. I'll say Kawhi anyway. Tony? Kawhi getting 2 points against Brunson.
You know, Brunson disappointed me last time.
He
I'm
did.
Going Kawhi.
He did. Go Kawhi. All right.
Scrape. I'll go Brunson.
Brunson for you. Why is that?
Because I picked the Knicks to win.
No, because you are the...
Contrarian!
There are...
That was a great one.
Yeah, very good. There are 5 undefeated teams left in college basketball. 2 of them are playing tonight. 1 is Iowa State. They're 4.5 at Baylor. Of course, Baylor is the team that debuted the former second-round NBA draft choice. I heard Jay Billis talk about this, by the way. I don't know if you saw this.
I didn't.
What Jay said?
He said he's all for it. Said, this is the game. This is the business now, and these are the rules. The guy didn't play in a game. He didn't sign anything, pro contract. He went over to play in Europe. A lot of guys. Anyway, Jay Billis was for it. And
I
then he called out the hypocrisy of the coaches who, you know, do all what they do.
I think that
anyway,
he probably wouldn't object if they just came up with a rule that said,
right,
if you played any professional ball at all, you can't play.
That's what it should be.
That's
it
what it just
like.
Should be, point blank. If you played any professional ball, fine, but you can't come back and play cop.
Yeah, I didn't agree with Jay Billis, but he backed his point up well.
He usually does.
He usually does.
You usually walk away like, dang.
Yeah.
Can't get him on anything.
I know. All right, who do you want, Tony? Iowa State -4.5. It's at Baylor.
Baylor.
Baylor to knock them out. Scrape?
I'll go with Iowa State because of Brock Purdy.
Ah, a little love for Brock. I think Baylor's the play here for sure. Vanderbilt is also undefeated. They're undefeated, by the way, men's and women's.
Wow.
Vanderbilt. Don't recall them being such a great basketball school, but they're 3.5 over Alabama tonight. Scraby.
3.5 over Alabama.
Both teams are...
I'll go Vandy.
I think that's
both teams
where
are ranked.
The guard from the Cavs went. Not Mitchell. The other one.
The Cavs went to what, Vandy?
Vandy.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
All right. Who knew Vandy was good in basketball? I'm taking Alabama. That team is really loaded, as usual.
He pipped some at the Vanderbilt, too. Okay. What was the other one? What was the question? I'm sorry.
Vandy -3.5 against Alabama.
Bama.
At Vandy. UConn women 46.5 over St. John's. I don't know. The UConn women, they play all the top teams in the non-conference.
Then they just play in their conference.
That's probably why they have to play all these top teams.
They're so much better than everybody.
It's like if I want to get my team, Gino's like, if I need to get my team ready for this tournament,
you got to give him credit because he's able to
all top teams.
He's able to keep them at a high level even against all of these opponents. I'll take UConn till further notice. 46.5. Tony?
Yeah, UConn.
UConn? You want to try St. John's? Great.
No.
Never know.
Not that much of a fan.
No. All right, Kings 1.5 over the Sharks, just so Tony can get it wrong. Kings have won 2 straight.
You know what? I'm going to change it up today.
Both teams have the same number of wins and points, so it seems like an even matchup, but it's in Staples Center. Tony.
Sharkies? Yeah, Kings.
Kings tonight.
I can't go for Sharkies.
Scraby loves his Sharkies.
Sharkies.
I'll go Kings. Sharkies, by the way, have a possible MVP on their team this year.
Wait, they're good?
They're pretty good, but this one guy, Maxim Celebrini, I believe is his name. He's like a
sweet name.
Good name and a lot of points. He's having a great year. All right, break time. When we come back, bit of a special segment, and I'll tell you about it really when we return, but stick around for it on Gwen and Chris After Traffic.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
One is the time.
Yo, can I say something real quick? I'm sorry.
Of course.
AI is wild.
AI, artificial intelligence, or
like
Allen
the videos.
Iverson?
Oh, that's deepfakes.
I had to like look at this one video. It was of a lion, like
you showed me, this.
Right up on top of this dude's face. I'm thinking to myself, like, yo, this is crazy. Like,
no way that really happened.
No, I didn't think that at first. You know, because I think the way this whole thing is designed, social media, you get on there and you just get lost. I'm looking at this thing, and it took me a good 3 minutes before I was like, yo, this is fake. There's no way this lion is, I mean, wild lion, just rubbing his face up against this dude's head and not biting it off.
I would, yeah. I mean,
just walks away.
But now, how have you come to the conclusion that it was AI?
I have
AI?
No proof that it's AI. You don't know either way, really. I just don't believe that this lion, wild lion, jumped up on this safari cart and just wanted to...
You don't believe this guy was the lion whisperer?
Nah. He was the lion king.
The lion king.
He didn't even say a word. He just was staring.
I have a strange, well, not a strange theory, but I have a theory that one day we're going to have to mark videos with real and not real, because there are going to be videos that are not real that people take as real and it spreads and all that stuff. I don't know how it's going to happen, but
it's an excellent theory.
I think it might need to happen.
Yeah.
Would you guys like a little stamp in the corner that says real versus
100%.
Fake?
Give me something so I don't have to decipher for myself.
Yeah. Because I'm certainly capable of falling for it. real quick, guys, this is really an important thing for me, and I don't want to bring the show down. I want to make this kind of a celebratory thing if I can, but I really can't. You know, we all have our heroes growing up. We have people we look up to, and it usually it kind of matters what you're interested in. I think if you're a sports fan, you have baseball, football heroes. I looked up a lot of, you know, players, but once I got into this kind of business, I started looking up to successful radio people and going, man, these guys are great. How can I one day be great? There's never been any bigger radio show in this town than was the Jeff and Jer program. And I think anybody listening, unless you're very young, remembers Jeff and Jer. They were on 27 years in this town. A couple of days ago, the Jer from Jeff and Jer, a friend of ours, Jerry Cizak, he passed away at the age of 73. And, you know, look, sports radio, they did morning show talk radio, but it's all kind of the same. Just the subjects are a little different. And Jeff and Jer, they entertained people in this city for almost three decades, taking them to work every single day. And if you want any idea of what the impact of Jeff and Jer were on this, on San Diego, all you have to do is go back to the post 9/11. And I think everybody remembers where they were, what was going on at that time in our world. And as a way of showing our American, you know, patriotism here in San Diego, Jeff and Jer called for a human flag to be done out at Qualcomm Stadium, when they had the big parking lot. And they asked for as many listeners as they had to come out. They were going to hand out T-shirts, red, white, blue T-shirts, put everybody in order, and have this huge human flag. I think they expected 10,000 people, maybe 15 or 20. 110,000 people came out for this.
You remember this.
And you know, if that doesn't give you a little idea what the impact of Jeff and Jer were on this city, in this community, I don't know what does. I didn't really know Jeff or Jer while they were on the radio as heroes and people that people, you know, love to listen to. But I was lucky enough through my wife and friends to meet both of them. And in recent couple of years, became very close friends with Jerry. Went out to dinner with this guy a few times. I can't imagine being as successful as he was and being as down to earth as he was. And I think I told you this story one time, Tony, I might have. He was not a sports fan at all.
Yeah.
Jerry didn't know the first thing. And he said he was in a Uber. I think I told you this. He was in an Uber coming back from the airport. And the airport guys a few years ago was listening to our show.
Yeah.
And so he had to listen to our show because he was in the Uber. And he recognized me and my name, and he came up to me out of the and said, you know, I don't know what the hell you guys were talking about, but there's something special you guys got going on that show. The chemistry of that show.
Yeah, yeah.
That meant more to me than probably anything anybody said. Because this guy was, he's a hero. He's in the rock and he's in the radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He and Jeff and Jer. So anyway, guys, sorry, but he passed a couple of days ago, and You know, I think I'm sharing the news with a lot of people out there because this really hasn't been released to anybody except a little earlier this afternoon. A little prayer for his family and Pam, his wife, and just everything Jeff and Jared did.
Absolutely. No doubt.
Take us out, sir, if you can.
Back at it again, 3:32 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Priscello, Matt Scraby. Little sports court coming your way.
It's not lost on me that we just did a really serious, heartfelt segment, and now we come on and we're wearing these wigs.
I mean, I was about to say, this is kind of our trademark.
Yeah, I know.
We go from serious to fun and
completely
like...
completely the other end here. Yeah,
no doubt about it. We will also, later in the show, have Michael Flicks, for those who are looking forward to some high school basketball talk. It's been a minute since we've had him on. But first... Oh, no traffic. Is that what that was?
We're a little early. So
we are a little early.
We need to...
How you feeling, man? Ghost peppers?
I'm fine now. Although I do have a really bad headache, and I don't think it's from the ghost pepper. I just have a really bad headache.
Did you have one before the ghost peppers?
I had a slight headache waking up this morning, so it's probably... I need to drink more water. I need to do.
That's kind of the name of the game, man.
Yeah. So I looked at the video that Tony was talking about, the lion in the tram on a safari, and it looks good. It does.
It's really good, but
you have
come
to
on,
look.
Man.
But if you look at like the paws, you can see there's something weird with it.
The guy's, first of all, the guy's just staring into space.
Yeah, it's weird.
As the lion is like brushing up against
him. Yeah. I mean,
not even moving an inch. This would be...
You would have to be at least
a little
bit.
Like close your eyes or something.
Yeah, I definitely think that video is fake, but it would make me look at it a few times.
Do you remember like before AI was AI? They used to put out some of those videos, and I remember seeing a couple where Steph Curry would be standing like in the hallway going back to the locker room and throw a basketball at the other basket on the end and swish like 11 in a row.
That was,
and you were like, how are they even doing that? Because they didn't have the AI technology
I think that was the beginning of
it. Was that it?
Yeah, because that was the full court shot that they showed.
Yeah, he made it every time.
Wasn't available to the public yet. That was,
that's what it was.
Yeah, I think that's probably where that started. I had to bring this up because I had to double take when I read the headline. For those who don't know, Trae Young, point guard of the Atlanta Hawks, is has asked for a trade. And we found that out yesterday. Today we find out the team that he prefers to be traded to. And again, I had to double take.
He's the first person in the history of basketball that wants to get traded to
the
this
Washington
team.
Wizards.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I have no explanation for it.
I kind of appreciate that.
Do you? What do you appreciate?
You don't appreciate that.
What do you appreciate about it?
What that tells me is that you want to stay out of games that matter.
Well, okay.
Why would you want to do that?
Maybe you see that.
No, I see that. But my mind immediately
By the way, they're 10-25. The only team worse are the Pacers, who are missing,
their whole team.
Their best team. Yeah. The best parts of their team.
I get what you're saying, Chris, but I think that...
You think he would take it as a challenge to turn them around?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know anything about him, but... what I thought at first was like, hey, he wants to do his own thing. He wants to forge his own path.
That just seems weird to me.
Yeah, there's not too
is
many
guys. From Washington?
No.
He went to Oklahoma. I don't know where he's
from. Texas or Oklahoma, yeah.
Maybe he just wants to play basketball and put 37 points up a night and, cash a paycheck, which is, I guess it's his right. I thought most guys are in the league to try to win a championship, but going there is not going to happen.
It's like, live golfers. That's what I was trying to say. Live golfers. They chase the money instead of playing and, getting world
speaking
golf
of that, by the way, your guy Brooks is back now.
Oh, he's back already?
With live golf?
Well, no, he can't. He quit live golf.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's why I'm confused.
No, he can't go on the tour for a year.
Yeah, okay.
He's got to wait a year since his last tournament.
Back. He's back on the PGA Tour.
Well, he's back.
Wait,
in
what?
The,
he has to, go
time
through
out.
The...
Okay, let's start
time
again.
Time out.
Brooks Koepka announced
that he's
out.
And that was because there was something he was dealing with family-wise, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but he's
pretty
out.
Sure that's what I read.
Well, he's out of live. He wants back in the PGA Tour, and they're going to let him back, but they can't put him back in
for a year,
according to whatever deals were worked out.
He's got money. He'll be able to survive for the year.
Well, people in the golf world are surmising
that they're going to find a way to get him back in
early.
Before that. Yeah.
Of course. Come on. Well, they're going to make some special sponsor exemption.
I will say
he's a big enough name.
I will say the PGA Tour holds all the cards at this point. He walked out of that bad boy to get Buddy. Now he's coming back.
You think they would hold it against him?
I'm not saying they should hold it against him. I'm just saying they got the leverage. If they really wanted to stick it to him.
Rory McIlroy said he'll welcome him back.
I'm sure he will.
Do we have to ask Rory's opinion?
He's the best golfer in the world.
He's not.
Isn't he better than
Scheffler? Come on.
Oh, yeah,
He's definitely not better than Scheffler.
I mean,
my guy, Scheffler.
Scheffler's on a hot streak.
Your guy. He is your guy.
He's my guy.
The guy had won nothing before you played around with him.
Nothing.
And became one of the best golfers in history.
Brooks did say he's prioritizing the needs of his family and staying closer to home, which to me reads, I want out of LIV Golf and I want back in the PGA Tour.
Well, he made enough money.
You gotta love Lou. He said, you know, this ain't all that cracked up to be only playing these, three rounds? And what was the other...
They had a bunch of stupid stuff.
It was like a shotgun. Yeah, well, the shotgun start wasn't. There's Wemby kicking the basketballs. Sorry. I had to say that because we talked about it early.
He karate kicked from under the basket, kicked
a 10-foot rim. Basically.
That's the crane right there, isn't it?
It's insane. Yeah, that's insane.
It is hard to imagine kicking basketball out of a 10-foot net.
Without busting the back of your head wide open.
I would see if I was the owner of the Spurs, I would not invite him to do that again. Don't want him to get hurt.
You know what? Go ahead. Do it tonight so we don't have to deal with you.
Yeah. Lakers Spurs, big one tonight for Tony Gwynn Jr. All right, we ready?
We're ready.
Let's get to some sports court.
Yeah, here we go.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Sports Court. Today we actually have real life examples and then two stories I found on Reddit. So if you have a problem in life, email me. Or not email me, but... Yeah, email me.
Why are they emailing you?
They can email you, too. Give out your email, Tony.
That's why they're emailing him.
I'm talking about, you said, if you have a problem in life.
Oh, yeah, because we'll bring it to the sports court.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In terms of sports
court. Yeah, give me as much information as possible. Here's my email, and I am sad I'm doing this. Matt.Scraby@odyssey.com.
I think everybody could kind of figure that out anyway.
It's super secret, Chris. Uh-huh. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spirocuisine.com.
By the way, somebody threw something out on the chat. Our own Ben Higgins is the guy breaking this whole story open.
He is.
Have you seen this?
You just said that.
I did.
Oh, Carl Sheffer's here. Sorry. My bad.
No, I did that off the air, though.
Oh, see, that was off the air.
Oh, you said it out. Oh, you had your earphones in or something. Because you said it out loud. I said it
when we were in traffic, I believe. So no one else heard it except for us.
The radio audience didn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
This isn't total Carl Sheffer. Okay.
Did you hear him say that, though, the first?
Yes, that's why I looked this up.
Oh, okay.
To get further notice, but we'll tell you
that
about
that. That wasn't on the air?
No.
Oh.
No.
I'm sorry, Chris.
That's okay.
I didn't mean to laugh at you, man.
Anyway, there is some news about the future of the Farmers Insurance Open, potentially. We'll share it with you at the
top. Wish we
would
have known about this news the other day when we talked to Marty Gore.
I know,
because that's who Ben Higgins is talking to.
Yeah, Ben's got this. But we'll give you the latest.
We'll steal Ben's story then and credit
will.
Channel 10.
At the top of the hour, we will. Pilfering is allowed.
Pilfering.
All right, the other day we talked about the whole Myles Garrett celebration on the field when he broke the sack record. He got the 23 sacks. It was a big deal. The refs stopped the game. Zach Taylor said, "We were fighting for our lives. How did you do that to us? We were trying to win the game." And Ja'Marr Chase was not happy either. But here's where I'm going to go with this. I'm going to replay this interaction with Ja'Marr Chase after the game, and then I'll ask you the question. You guys will decide. So here is Ja'Marr Chase Sunday after Myles Garrett broke the sack record.
There were some people who were upset. You seem to be one pointing down the field when the Browns were celebrating the sack. That was during the middle of the game.
I never knew you could let the whole team get on your field. That's like me catching my 10th pass and the whole team running on the field. We're going to get flagged. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But congrats to him and everything. But, you know, they got to call a flag on that play.
You guys were trying to go win the game.
We were trying to hurry up, too. We couldn't even hurry up. The refs was looking at us like we did something wrong the whole time. So it was, I don't know what was going on that play.
All right, so there you go. That's just a little bit of Ja'Marr Chase. I kind of like it. I kind of like how he's fiery like this because I would do the same thing. Get off my field. Don't celebrate your sack record while I'm trying to get on the ball. Okay, brah? Sorry. Chris, you're up first.
This is a courtroom. Would you behave?
Oh, yes.
Act like you have some sense here.
Come on. Am I in contempt? All right, here it is. He's not afraid to take the dumb, but it's cool for them. Take, like, this is so dumb, but good for them kind of thing moving forward. He also spit in Jalen Ramsey's face and then denied it. So I think that might put it over the top. But Chris, is Ja'Marr Chase a jerk?
Jerk?
I don't know what this is even doing in my courtroom, to be honest with you.
This is what you brought to court?
Yeah. I thought about this the other day. I was like, this would be perfect.
Is he a jerk?
Is he a jerk?
I have no time for this. I don't know. I don't know him.
I mean, is he a
jerk? Well, is he a jerk based on what I've read and heard?
Yeah, what you've seen, you heard?
I don't think so.
You don't think he's a jerk?
No, I think the spitting thing he'd like to have back, but I think it was in the heat of battle against a player that he's not really fond of. And I think his comments there, I don't agree with. I mean, my point is I agree with his comments on the surface. But as I said the other day, when he breaks the Bengals' all-time receiving record, they're going to stop the game for him. So, you know, he'll get the same treatment.
He also used a really bad example there.
He used a dumb example.
He should have said, if I broke the catch record or something.
Right. He didn't say that. He said, I had 10 catches.
Yeah, no, that was stupid. But I think Ja'Marr Chase I have no problem with him, honestly.
All right. Tony, is Ja'Marr Chase a jerk?
I have a problem with you bringing it to the courtroom.
Why?
Is he a jerk? Yeah, he kind of is.
Mm.
First, he's very typical of whatever the generation after millennials are.
I think it's Z.
Z?
Or X. I always have to go look it up.
Tony Gwynn Jr. taking a shot at all you Gen Zs out there.
I mean, I got children in that realm. So, you know, I'm well within my range.
You're fair to do, yeah.
Is he, like, oblivious to, like, everything that has happened in the history of sports?
Or Gen Z.
It seems like he is. Like, what do you mean you've never seen the game stop for a record-breaking? Like, it's happened in literally every sport.
Every time.
Including football.
Every time.
Every single time.
Every time somebody does anything, they stop the game.
I would have been on board with this if he would have came out here and said, listen, we were trying to win the game. We were trying to hurry up offense. They wouldn't let us start. Cool. I get that. You want to win the game. Maybe you're not completely aware of it, and you're on the other side of it, so I don't expect you to be. But to sit up here, A, lie to us and tell us you didn't spit in my man's face when we all saw it, and then to get back up here, whenever this was, and say, you know, this is like me catching 10 balls in a game and them stopping the game. And then on top of that, like, completely miss the idea that this happens all the time. You know, he's just there's a lot of these. I don't know if he's a jerk, but he's got a lot of.
You called him a Grinch the other day.
He seems very Grinchy.
I like that because a Grinch
is kind of
has
a jerk
a good
too,
heart.
Does he?
But outwardly is pretty gruff.
No, he has a good heart, but it's tiny.
Yeah, it's ten times too small.
Maybe that's what Jamar has.
I think Jamar. I'm going to send him on his way and tell him that he needs to do a better job of reading the room.
I think I can get on board with that that decision.
All right, next one. Real world example. Matt Ryan. He wants to, you know, he's on CBS the morning pregame show before all the games on Sundays.
Okay.
Well, he wants to get in with a team. He wants to be a part of a front office, and he is hoping to interview. He's hoping to be selected. He's also hoping to do his analyst job as well.
Nah, dog.
But because there's a precedent already set, Mr. Gwynn, Tom Brady is allowed to do this. So Mr. Gwynn is, because Tom Brady is allowed to do it, shouldn't everyone be allowed to do it? There's been a decision made. The Supreme Court.
Just ask your question and get out of the way.
He's like pouring something.
Allowed to think.
It's a good point there, buddy.
This is a high court. You got to take your time sometimes on these rulings.
Because I didn't have as much of a problem with it with Brady as I am seemingly having with.
Now you don't like the idea.
But I have to be consistent. Yeah, man. I mean, listen. The jury's still out on if this is a workable thing.
I agree with that.
I don't know that we've got any evidence saying that it is to this point.
And it hasn't necessarily, you know, been a boon of success for the Raiders either.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
There's no evidence that this is a thing that someone can manage well. But that being said, Tom is indeed doing it. And you can make the argument Tom's job is even more difficult because he's actually doing the games, whereas
Matt Ryan is just kind of doing the analysis.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I think you got to be consistent, so I don't mind it. I think there's a lot of folks in Atlanta that want to see Matt Ryan somewhere involved in that organization.
Interesting. I also have to add that they're allowing Troy Aikman to do it while he's consulting with the Dolphins.
That's
as well.
Not the same thing. Consulting.
Chris, because Tom Brady is allowed to do it, shouldn't everyone be allowed to do it?
Well, I'm going to keep my hair on because I don't feel like, you know, taking it off and putting it back on. But I'm changing hats for a moment, and I'm going to be a broadcaster. As a broadcaster, I love this latest development that all of a sudden people seem to think broadcasters know everything. Tom Brady, Troy Aikman.
We can all make some extra money off of this.
Yeah, bring us on. Pretty soon, Tony Gwynn Jr. going to be calling games while he's general manager of the Guardians. Hell, they're in a different league. You know, I don't know, you know, when broadcasters all of a sudden got all the insight and intel, but maybe they've already always had it and teams are recognizing it now.
Well, our boss Adam just sent me an article from today saying that Matt Ryan never said he was going to try and do both.
Did you get got?
No, because it was reported by Tom Pelissero that he wanted to do both, and Tom Pelissero then reported that he didn't want to do
that
both.
He was wrong? Oh, did he say he was wrong, or he just kept
he hasn't said
he
anything.
Just wrote a new report like the other one didn't exist.
All right, well, then let's put Tom Pelissero behind bars for screwing this whole segment
We
got to
stop doing this. We got to stop doing this.
I honestly can't keep up with news.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the fact that if he indeed wrote one article.
Is this wrong? Yeah. We got to start locking some of these people up.
It says, on Monday, a report emerged that Matt Ryan hopes to stay at CBS if when he becomes the new president of football operations with the Falcons. On Tuesday, a report emerged that Ryan won't try to pull double duty. Per multiple sources, Ryan was never planned to do both.
Well, tomorrow another report might surface. But
it doesn't change our decision, though.
Going back to the beginning of this, though, I wish Tom Brady... I think it's really difficult on Tom Brady, and I don't like the mixture of this. So I would hope that it would, you know, be a one-time thing, but we'll see. All right, you're right. I mean, if they're going to let Tom Brady do it, they've got to let everybody do it. Yep.
Tony, you're the commissioner of our fantasy football league.
Is this another question?
This is another question, but this is from Reddit. Now, the commissioner of this league did not think things through, and they want some advice on how to determine a winner. I am the commissioner of a fantasy football league, and I am quite the situation. The championship game ended in a tie.
What?
We had a score of 117.2 to 117.2.
Okay.
In our bylaws, the tiebreaker was head-to-head record against each other.
Okay.
They were 1-1, okay. So we can't go there. We don't do points scored as a tiebreaker, which we will now going forward, but how should I decide the winner? Suggestions are highest scoring player of the year on each team, who had more, highest scoring player of the week in the championship week gets the prize, or do we have a tie? How do I determine the winner?
You can go bench points as well.
Interesting.
Done in the championship game?
In the championship game.
Choose bench points.
You can go bench points.
Seems crazy.
Listen, I think all those things that you came up with, highest point score, whatever the options were, those all work. But you can't end in a tie, though.
No.
Because especially if there's loot on the line, nobody wants to split a first place pot. So,
you remember when the DeMar Hamlin thing went down? That was championship week for fantasy football. And
oh, that's right.
Our league was they just said, sorry, you're going to... And the guy who had Josh Allen... And like another player, lost the championship because of that.
He sure did, and he had to hang with him.
Chris, what do you think? How did they decide the winner?
Yeah, any of those ways, but not now.
Yeah, no.
You didn't put him in. You can't name it
so
after
it's
the
just
fact.
Tied?
Yes,
has to be
co-champions.
That's the one thing that we hold pretty tightly in our league. Like if it isn't done before the season
starts, you can't decide a way to break the tie. Your only answer here is co-champions, and I don't know that it's really that bad. In our league, for example, first place is, I think, 700. Second place is 400.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what the heck are you talking about,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Chips.
There you go. Yeah, okay.
So you take the 1,100 chips, you get 550 to one guy and 550 to the other guy.
There you go.
And they both get their name on the trophy this year. That's it. There's no other way to do it.
I think that's the way to go.
All right. Final one, real quick. My girlfriend is extremely mad at me because of the Christmas gift I bought her. For the last year, she has been saying she wants to learn how to cook. Or as autocorrect put on the sheet, cuckoo. She took some lessons and commented about how she wanted some pots and pans and things to cook more things. Well, I got her the pot and pan set, and now she is angry. She said this isn't an appropriate gift and that it's sexist. Chris, was I sexist?
This is very much like my pregnancy gift.
I don't think so. No.
You don't think he was being sexist?
I don't think he did wrong here.
Seems like he's caught in a pretty precarious
trap. I don't think he was sexist, but I think it was a terrible gift. Terrible gift idea.
I think this would be great. If my girlfriend was like...
Not for Christmas?
I would like pots and pans. I would go...
You know what? I would like pots and pans.
I understand it, but okay, let's put this together.
How's that?
Who's she usually cooking for?
Oh, I don't know.
Her significant other. Yeah, okay, I'm going to go with that one, right?
Yeah.
So you say you want more pots and pans to cook for your significant other, and he gets it to you for Christmas?
So it's like Homer Simpson buying a bowling ball for Marge, even though she's never going to use it. Chris vs. Fans, next, 833-288-0973.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.